So the big Wakaama event is happening in Whangaroa this weekend, Saturday, and you're right in the thick of organising at the moment. How's it all going?
Very well indeed, actually.
Yeah.
I was just on the phone with the CEO from Wakaama New Zealand last night.
Yeah.
Just confirming some details with her and reassuring her that the day was being well organised and safely organised. Mm. And, yeah, we're looking forward to quite a big event, I think, this year.
And it's going to be a spectacular day.
Like, yeah.
Beautiful and sunny. Chilly start.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. People from up north might find it a bit cold, but...
Yeah, we do find that people tend to travel those... travelling distances normally come the night before,
yeah,
and stay in town. Others do make the early start. The club members are all at the site at 5:30 in the morning, so yeah, it's a chilly early start for everyone.
Oh wow, yeah. So where do they park the wakas when they get here?
So waka will normally start rolling into town. Each year I think it's getting earlier and earlier that people arrive. So it used to be something like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, the day before the event. And all the waka get parked on the airfield.
So they can do that even from as soon as they arrive?
Yeah.
Rather than trying to fit it into a motel or a campground or something?
Absolutely, absolutely. They come and drop it off and then they go. The majority of paddlers try and get accommodation nice and close to the venue.
Yeah.
So lots of people staying at the holiday park, which is awesome support for them. We do have an awesome parking team, though. Mm. They're really well organised. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Everything's signposted, so...
Yeah, we were just talking off the air because I was involved with the kids' soccer club when my kids were playing soccer, and it was... You thought it was going to be a big scramble, but it always worked out actually really well.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, and there's like... You know, there's 200 kids playing soccer, so that's... And all their families turning up as well, but everything seems to work, which is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So normally our paddlers go in off the entry, straight off the old army bridge.
Yeah.
And all the waka get taken down towards the camp office and are parked in a different area. Some come unrigged, where they need to be rigged up, the waka. So they are given the opportunity to drop these off in a rigging area that's marked out for them.
Yeah.
And, they're rigged up there.
And what about for people coming to watch, where do you recommend they park? That was actually a question I was going to ask. Or should they walk from home? Would that be better?
If you're coming from town, there's several vantage points that you can watch the race. So probably town side of... of the bridge is, there's advantage points all along Cliff Street down to the wharf, basically.
Yeah.
You'll see the waka coming. For the west siders like myself, there will be enough parking down at the airfield. It's not just paddlers, but we have a lot of whānau support that come down. And I guess after the first race, people... tend to come down and move their waka or move their cars further closer to the playground so that they can set up and watch the races themselves. That's the paddlers' waka whānau support.
I was just thinking because of course the council's doing work on the walkway between the jetty and the bridge to Papahua at the moment.
Mm.
So if people... Just for listeners' sake, if you're thinking of going to watch on the bridge, you're going to have to go down by the backpackers and go around that way.
Yeah.
Although they haven't dug it up yet, so I reckon, I don't know. They could be persuaded to open it up. I don't know. Maybe it's an official work site now and health and safety says you can't. But
I think the jetty, the jetty
is a
really good spot.
Yeah.
Anywhere along Cliff Street.
I like being on the bridge, though. I like watching them come right under me and getting some photos. They always look really good.
Yeah, it's quite... I've got a couple of those photos, and I use them as a background at work, and people are just envious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they look really spectacular.
Yeah.
And they will do this weekend as well. I bet there'll be a lot of people out with their cameras.
Absolutely.
With the weather we're having. So how long are the races?
So we've got three different races. So we've got an 8K race, which is, you know, quite a short distance. It's a novice race. So for anyone that's novice, males, females, yeah, they're involved in that 8K race. And then we have two 20K races. So they are a women's 20K and a men's, mixed men's race as well. Yeah.
Okay. And that sounds like you have to be super fit for that, surely. You can tell I don't. I've never been in a Waka and picked up a paddle, so.
Yeah. You know, it's not something that you just jump into the Waka and start doing. There's a lot of training that needs to go behind that.
Yeah.
Lots of the truly experienced world-class paddlers that do come and do our race do it as like a training as well.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, we get lots of people that come in and use our race, not so much for a competition, but for training themselves.
It's part of their program.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably more fun in a race, and it probably adds a little bit of extra to how they feel, like they go a little bit harder.
Absolutely.
I imagine. Yeah.
So much so that, you know, we get a lot of people that come back and do it each year.
Yeah.
And they know the harbour so well now. So I think, you know, even for myself paddling, when you're out on the water, there are things that you want to achieve yourself and get better at. So, technique, all that sort of stuff that matters to you about how you paddle.
Yeah.
So it's a really good opportunity for that, for everyone to sort of, you know, find their own groove, really.
Yeah, yeah. Is it, on the face of it, paddling seems like a simple thing, but what is there about the technique that you can still learn more about?
I think everyone can learn every day. I learn every day while I'm paddling. You know, I've been doing it now for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And every day I still am learning. And it is in terms of technique and keeping yourself in a position where you're not actually hurting your own body.
Mm, yeah.
So that's why I find that it's really, really important to get good at a technique. So I'm at a stage now where I feel comfortable, no matter where the distance, how far the distance is.
Yeah.
I feel quite comfortable to be in a waka, paddling as much, you know, as far as I can, really.
Yeah.
Because I'm enjoying the technique that I've got at the moment. That's not to say that I'll stop there, because there's always learnings, and there's always people that are really helpful that you know, I really appreciate feedback, and there's plenty of people that are able to do that and are willing to do that for you. Within Raglan ourselves, we've got you know, huge talent, lots of families in Raglan that are world-class paddlers.
Yes, yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. I had Aaron and Kai Kiriopa in here a few months ago, just around the time that he was in Samoa. So Yeah. Will he be paddling here, or is he?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think Kai and Aaron do paddle. They do paddle for another club.
Yeah.
But you know, he I think both of them remain in quite close contact with us, and we work really well together.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, they're putting a lot of effort in for Kai at the moment.
Oh my gosh.
It's nice to see, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
We're really strong supporters of Kai and the whānau.
Now, you mentioned the possibility of injury. I'm used to, like, you know, rugby, soccer, netball, where the legs are getting injured all the time. but what happens with paddling? Like, where do you get injured?
So if you haven't got your technique right, you normally suffer, you know. Well, I'm going on my own experience. I actually suffered quite a lot with lower back pain.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, your shoulders and your upper back because of your posture and your technique, basically. But if you can sort that technique out and get into a real smooth rotating technique that suits you,
yeah,
it works really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's a little bit of experimentation, I guess. You find out the hard way.
Yep.
If you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so good to be out on the water on your own sometimes, or with your team, so that you can work those things out. Like, you either do it as a team,
yeah,
and get it all succinct in your boat, or you can do it individually. And you know, I've had the opportunity to use a single. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic opportunity to improve your
focus on what you're doing.
Yeah,
awesome. Hey, well, now we talked about how the weather's going to be good and probably calm. I was wondering if having like if the smoother the water, is that going to increase the speed? Will we see some? is there a race record? And do you think we'll see some records broken? I don't really know anything about that. So.
I'm not aware that there's a record. I mean, there may well be.
Yeah.
But in terms of the water looking calm, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, is all I'd say, because sometimes you can get out on the water where it looks calm and then you're working really hard because of the currents underneath.
Yes, yeah. And, of course, and you always hold it, you know, on a Saturday at the same time, but the tides are always going to be different. So.
Yes, yeah. So every year we actually have to take that into consideration and have a look at the calendar as to when, you know, and time the high tide so that we can fit all three races in within the space of, like, 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because the main channel out into the harbour, into the sea,
mm-hmm.
when that's running at full strength, is it even possible to race on that?
Yeah,
you can tell I've never done this, I'm really ignorant, but I'm wondering if you just would get, you're paddling hard out and you just get sucked out anyway, but...
No.
Okay, it's not that bad then.
No, not at all. So for the first race, for instance, that has a start just outside the inlet, outside of the harbour inlet. So as we go out past the jetty, the first race is always run basically across from Birds Bay back to shore. Is roundabouts where the start line is. So getting all the waka to follow the lead boat out of the inlet up towards the Kōkiri, have them all turned around ready to face the start line, is quite a big task. And you've actually got to try and get all the waka, even the last waka that's still coming around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, they need to be able to get up and have a decent start at the start line.
Yeah.
Because it's an incoming tide, it's really hard to hold the boat, so we do the best we can with the best start.
Right, yeah.
Getting the most waka at the start line.
But you're not on a lake, so...
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's the story. So tell us about some local, like how many local waka are going, how many teams are racing?
So we've got three. Three of our club members... Three teams of our club members racing. So two of them are novice.
Yeah.
And the other one is doing a 20K. The novice teams are doing the 8K. And, in fact, the club encourage all new paddlers to participate in the race.
Yeah.
It is the only race that... it has been the only race that we've been able to do on our regatta day.
Yeah.
That's mainly because it's a big day, we do need hands on deck.
Yes. Yeah, you need your volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is that, you know, a lot of the members are back at base working.
Yeah.
So new members are given that opportunity to go and experience that, because it really is quite an experience. And I think every new paddler needs to do that. the team that are doing the 20K race are well experienced, really experienced paddlers, and they've been training really hard for this. So,
how, any expectations about how they're going to do? you don't want to say at this point?
Not really.
Don't want to embarrass them or jinx them or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But we have got quite a good, our lineup is looking very handsome for that race. Mm. So
good to hear. So what are they called?
Ooh.
That team Nihini?
Was
that previous years?
It won't. I don't know what they've called themselves this year. Actually, I should have asked them. But it's not Team Niki Niki. There are members from the Team Niki Niki of past that are paddling in the race, but I don't believe that's the
right
name that they're going.
The people, all their friends and family, will know who they are.
They
be out there supporting them. And I just wanted to ask too about, are there like race favourites? Is that a big deal? Is it all about who's going to win, or is there a lot more emphasis on participation and getting lots of people out?
Yeah, for us it is. It really is important, to get as many people out on the water as we can safely. it's such a great experience. You know, if you're just new into the sport, you either find that you like it or you don't. And for those that do, they fall really passionately, very quickly into the sport.
Yeah.
So this regatta is an opportunity for them to experience racing in a huge crowd of waka.
Yeah.
It really is.
Is it
an experience that, it's hard to describe unless you're in there. If I think back to my own time, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blown away with the number of people around me, the amount of noise. You really have to listen in and focus on your own steerer and their instruction. There's so much happening around you that all you want to do really is just get away from everyone.
But they all want to do the same thing as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do they bump against each other a little bit? Or?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Paddles clashing?
More than just a little bit.
No, more than a little bit. Okay. Well, that's a bit of excitement for the people on the bridge.
It is. It is.
Excellent. Hey, folks, we're talking to Sarah Harihari from the organiser. What's your position in the club at the moment?
I'm the chair.
You're the chair. Well, thank you for coming in this morning and letting us know how it's all going. And people
will
can position themselves down by the jetty or even further out as well, I guess. Yep. If you go even Laurentian Bay, you'll be too far away to watch, I think. But
Probably down by the wharf. So the course, the 8K course takes you down to the wharf, and then the waka go across the harbour over to Motukōkako Point, and then they come back towards the camping ground. The 20K is a lot longer, so that goes follows the same course as the 8K, but then it shoots up towards the Sugarloaf. Turns around, goes past Motukōkako to the Sugarloaf. There's a buoy at the top of there, and then they come back down, go up towards the bar, and then turn around and come back down into the estuary again.
Might need a drone to follow them.
If
you want to know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And can we just say what the race start times are too? That's pretty key for people.
So the first race kicks off at 9 o'clock. So that's the 8K Open Novice and Junior. The second race starts at 10:30, and it's the 20K women's and mixed teams. And at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we have the 20K men's team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the serious.
It is.
So they're getting very serious
there. It's quite, it's really, really exciting. Every race is exciting. Yeah. So, for all the whānau and friends out there, please feel free and welcome to come down and join us.